It's that time. Put away the kids and turn the speakers up loud. You are now rocking with the hottest radio show on the planet. Welcome to Mashup Nation Radio. Heard exclusively on dubstep.com. Now, here's your host, international dance floor destroyer. From Brazil to Central Bay, Hollywood to Hong Kong. Celebrity party rocker, superstar DJ Rose. Get a late pass, suckers. Class is now in session.
My mom always said, you want to be happy in life? Find something you love to do so much you do it for free, then find somebody to pay you for it.
And true words were never spoken. Welcome to another edition of Mashup Nation Radio. I'm your host, superstar DJ Rose. And on this particular episode, we're going to do something a little different. This edition of Mashup Nation is in celebration, in dedication, to one of the greatest DJs of our time. His given name was Adam Michael Goldstein. You know him as DJ AM. Born March 30th, 1973 in Philadelphia, home of other phenomenal DJs such as Cash Money, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and DJ JC, DJ AM not only helped popularize the mashup or open format style of DJing, he also helped revolutionize the way that DJs were viewed by clubs and the public at large. To be honest, in many ways, he ushered in the age of the celebrity DJ that many DJs such as an MTV's Pauly D use to this very day. He was a fearless turntablist and a staunch hip-hop head who never hesitated to throw the proverbial curveball to keep a crowd on their toes. But most importantly, to many DJs, including myself, Adam was the blueprint. He was a DJ's DJ. So with that said, for the next hour or so, we're going to look back and celebrate the life of one of the most influential DJs to ever step behind the booth. This is Mashup Nation Radio. My name is DJ Rose, and this episode is in memorandum to Adam Michael Goldstein, better known as DJ AM.
Your attention, please.
Pull out the old school tape decks and press record. You're about to get it in with one of the top spinners in the world.
You know what it is.
This is Mashup Nation Radio on dubstep.com.
Before we started, we gotta give it up for the DJ who made this shit to some rock star shit. We gonna represent for my man tonight. Y'all make some noise for DJ AM.
Oh, you know what it is, man. DJ AM, the fucking building. You know what it is. Fat Man Scoop, aka Big Colorado. Y'all about to get hit up with that funky DJ shit. You know what it is. Fat Man Scoop, DJ AM. Fix your face.
Yeah.
currently listening to one of the greatest spinners on the planet. Sucker DJs, take notes. This is Mashup Nation, exclusively on dubsets.com.
Though no longer with us, he's one of the best to ever do it. You're currently in the mix with a classic set laid down by an immortal DJ. My name is Superstar DJ Rose, and this is a dedication to Adam Michael Goldstein, better known as DJ AM on Mashup Nation Radio.
Hot girl, 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 hot Joan.
Yeah.
J-A-W-N. So that's the Joan right there. Yeah. That's the Jimmy Joan.
I don't want to go to work. But I want the cheese I'm going to get from work.
Let's go.
You're listening to Mashup Nation Radio, brought to you by Dubset.com. DJ Define Radio, Ortofon DJ, home of Vinyl Preservation Society, and DJ International, America's leading DJ marketing agency.
Thank you, sir. Once again, this is Mashup Nation Radio. I am your host, Superstar DJ Rose, and we're extremely happy to be back with you after a short winter music conference vacation. Even more importantly, we're extremely happy to be back with you on this particular show, this special show. This is a celebration in memorandum of one of the greatest and most influential DJs of our time, Adam Michael Goldstein, once again known to the world as DJ AM. Now, the key part of this show is to take a look at the entire picture, not only how he got started and what he meant to the DJ industry at large, but sometimes even more importantly, how he has influenced the art of carrying on tradition to the next generation of DJs. And on that note, I've invited to the show today one of the DJs that, in my humble opinion, is best suited to take the DJ AM style of spinning to the next level. He currently hails in New York City and runs with the Liquid Lightning DJ crew, and even his DJ name tells you exactly where his influences lie. Without further ado, please welcome to Mashup Nation Radio, my homie, the very skilled yet very humble, DJ AM. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. Pleasure to be here.
It's our pleasure as well. Now, let me ask you this. What does the legacy of DJ AM mean to you?
DJ AM was the definition of the party starter, the mashup maker, everything he did was right in your face. I loved everything he did, from song selection to mixing style and status that he had. He had celebrity status, which definitely helped him out with the career. He was the all-around, I'd say, perfect DJ.
How would you say that AM influenced your DJ style?
I just so many things that I was able to, mimic or list somewhat make similar to his style, from the scratching to the mixing, everything. Like, this is worldwide known crab style would make probably the main thing that I was just super ecstatic about when I first learned it. And this all around, he was just a great DJ.
It's funny, man, because being someone, I started off as a hip-hop DJ. And the first time I heard this cat, and I'm watching him, and he's going from Sweet Home Alabama to a Jay-Z track to like a Timberland track to a Fat Man Scoop sample, I was like, yo, this guy is amazing. And it's crazy to me that, aside from like a Kid Capri or a Grandmaster Flash, I would actually easily say that AM had an equal amount of influence in regards to the way that my career went from the hip-hop dude to the open format DJ. Do you feel like that, watching him on YouTube and things of that nature, did that have an equal influence on your career?
Oh yes, most definitely. I totally feel like he could go from a very well-known song to something that was perhaps not, the most famous song on the planet, but, musically he was, totally in tune, and he just made me want to play certain songs that I had never heard before, just because he did. The way he did it just made it sound super, super, it probably sounds cheesy and corny in a way, but he just made it sound super, super cool. And the melodies, I feel like a lot of songs that he would choose, throughout his mixes and sets were, certain things, certain melodies or songs that I would, probably play in my very, very own set. So I just felt, some kind of connection to that.
Word. I can confess to spending hours upon hours, man, on YouTube and studying the videos, just, you know, going over the mixes over and over again, trying to figure out, well, you know, how did he do that or what record was that? Did you find yourself spending an equal amount of time or more with the videos and the mixtapes as well?
I always thought that the AM mixtapes were the coolest thing ever. Like I would listen to them over and over again, even though sometimes he wasn't the cleanest.
Right.
I just, you know, he was that kind of guy that he could get away with. Like, he could get away with that kind of stuff. He would play, you know, certain songs, and, you know, it was the way he mashed them and the way he scratched them, it was, it made it sound so cool that, you know, you could actually, you know, give him a break and enjoy the mix over and over again, no matter what. I totally feel like no matter what's going to be happening in the future, no matter what we will be incorporating as far as, you know, software, hardware, whatnot, I think it's essential for any DJ out there to keep in mind that, you know, things that AM did will keep just the style just ever glowing, I would say, just ever green. I feel like it's essential for any DJ to somewhat get an understanding of what he did and perhaps keep going with it.
I totally agree. Now, let's expand on that a bit. Like many DJs, you put out a DJ AM dedication CD last year. And what it demonstrated was, not only had you taken the time to study those routines, but you also demonstrated that you mastered them. Let's talk a little bit about what inspired you to put that disc out. What was it that made you feel that you had to pay homage to DJ AM in this manner?
He was the one that made me want to, you know, step up career-wise. I feel like he's a big influence to this day, you know, from, you know, my scratching to the song selection, you know, mixing, you know, giving the crowd hype, and, you know, marketing-wise and all that good stuff.
Word. Now, speaking of marketing, your name used to be DJ Anthony D. Now, it's DJ Yeah, which I'm assuming is an obvious homage to AM. Why the name change?
It's funny. I had not thought about it up until maybe a few months back. I always, you know, felt like Yeah was something, you know, it was a positive, you know, message. It was something that, you know, it could influence, you know, anybody that would actually hear my name or, you know, mix it. I started, you know, handing out you know, a few stickers that, you know, just, you know, simply said, you know, the words Yeah with an exclamation point, and you know, passing it out to friends and whatnot. You know, it escalated, you know, to what it is today. I mean, I would have people just asking for stickers left and right, you know, and it would just be an overall positive thing. They just, you know, kind of happened, and all of a sudden, and I had a few friends of mine that were like, you know, you should probably change the DJ name to Yeah. And, you know, at first I was like, yeah, you know, why not? I'll think about it. You know, I was very hesitant. I felt like, you know, when I was in Atlanta, Anthony D was, you know, somewhat known, and I figured I'd probably stick to it if I would be there, and, you know, I would stay there. So I managed to move to New York City, and manager, you know, was like, you know, what's your DJ name? And I said Anthony D, and he's like, we're gonna have to do something about that. So I always, you know, had that thought in my, you know, back of my head, and he goes, that sounds pretty good. I think we should stick with that. So it just, you know, stay that way for now, and I feel like, you know, it was a great idea at the moment because it just pays homage to AM, and he's the reason why I do this. So why not, you know, have a DJ name that, you know, kind of perhaps reminds you of him every time you hear it.
Perfect answer. Well, without further ado, my friend, I think it's time that we unleash this incredible DJ AM dedication mix on our Mashup Nation audience. DJ Yeah, tell them what's up.
This is DJ Yeah, and you're about to check out the Yeah tribute to DJ AM on Mashup Nation Radio.
Your attention, please.
Pull out the old school tape decks and press record. You're about to get it in with one of the top spinners in the world.
You know what it is.
This is Mashup Nation Radio on Dubstep.com.
Easy now, don't need figure down.
Easy now, no need fi go down. Fuck that run, that this how we from. Easy now, no need fi go down. Easy now, no need fi go down. Fuck that run, that this how we from. Easy now, no need fi go down. Easy now, no need fi go down. Fuck that run, that this how we from. Easy now, no need fi go down. Easy now, no need fi go down. Fuck that run, that this how we from.
Hanging up in the office and back of my house like trophies. Did y'all think I'ma let my dough freeze? Ho, please, you better bow down on both knees. Who you think taught you to smoke trees? Who you think brought you to ODs? Eazy-E's, Ice Cubes and D.O.C's. The Snoop D.O.G's and a group that said motherfuck the police. Gave you a tape full of dope beats to bump when you stroll through in your hood. And when you gave you a tape full of dope beats to bump when you stroll through in your hood. And when you gave you a tape full of dope beats to bump when you stroll through in your hood. And when you gave you a tape for the dope beats to bump when you stroll through in your hood. And when you gave you a tape for the dope beats to bump when you stroll through in your hood. And when you gave you a tape for the dope beats to bump when you stroll through in your hood. And when you gave you a tape for the dope.
Broken, you're so paid.
Like it's hot, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot.
too. Pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm on my best weed cause I got it going on. Drop it like it's hot.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. For sure, I'ma make it hot, baby. That ain't bad. If I can't
do it,
if I can't
do it,
if I can't
do it,
homie, it can't be done.
This is how we
do it.
This is how we
do it.
This is how. This is how. This is how we.
This is how we do. We make a move and act a fool while we up in the club. This is how we do. Nobody do it like we do it, so show us some love. This is how we do. We make a move and act a fool while we up in the club. This is how we do. Nobody do it like we do it, so show us some love. Show us some love. Show us some love.
You got to show me love.
Show us some love. Show us some love.
You got to show me love.
Show us some love.
You got to show me love.
Show us some love. Show us some love.
You got to show me love.
You're currently listening to Mashup Nation Radio, heard exclusively on Dubset.com. This is DJ IM with a dedication mix to DJ AM.
I want to go out while I'm still killing. I don't want to ever go down in price. Oh, yeah.
Bounce to this, just bounce to this. Just bounce, nigga, bounce, nigga, bounce to this. Just bounce, bounce.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Radio brought to you by Dubset.com,
DJ Define Radio,
Ortofont DJ, home of Vinyl Preservation Society,
and DJ International,
America's leading DJ marketing agency.
Once more, you just finished listening to the sounds of DJ Yeah with a special exclusive dedication mix celebrating the life and career of the legendary DJ AM. Don't forget you can follow DJ Yeah on Twitter and also become a friend on Facebook. DJ Yeah, two H's in the I, two H's in the Yeah. As always, I'm your host, Superstar DJ Rose, and it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you with us on this special edition of Mashup Nation Radio. Make a note that we return on April 25th with a brand new show. In our featured DJ section, we have the beautiful, the curvaceous, and the skilled DJ Lady Tribe. And in our I Got Next segment, representing Orlando all the way up to the DMV, he's on the rise and we'll introduce him to the world soon. His name is DJ D-Up. Once again, my name is DJ Rose. This has been Mashup Nation Radio. And taking us out today, some reflections on DJ AM from those who knew him well.
The thing that I remember about AM, you know, I tend to remember even in death, because we're all going to die one day. Not to sound callous or cold, but I tend to remember the strength in people and, you know, a moment that I hold on to. And one of the moments I hold on to, I was actually sat down and spoke to him about doing a gig for me. He was going to DJ for me. And I spoke to him a day or two before he was actually in the plane crash, because he was telling me I have to fly out, then I'm a, you know, then it happened, and then he called and said, man, don't count me out of the show. And I'm like, what? Because I'm thinking, you know, he's going to take a year to recover, you know, we'll figure that out, you know, some other time. He called me, don't forget about me. So he came to the show, bandage on his head. So the passion for what he did, and, you know, he just really loved to do it. Like, he performed, he did the show. I tend to remember that.
I need you to tell me what's in your backpack.
Right now, my backpack is a laptop, 4 records.
Uh-huh.
One of them is Peter Piper, 12-inch, 3 Serato records, 2 needles, headphones, and 4 condoms.
They say they never really miss you till you're already gone. I keep trying to tell myself you better at home. Ever since the angels claimed you was one of their own. Never told you some of the things I'ma say in this song. When we first met, it was nothing but love. Taken aback by the fact you even knew who I was. I knew you from the tabloids and read what they said, only to find out you was a real hip-hop head. Hardcore Philly kid, doing pretty good. Moved to LA and never went Hollywood. And that was just the start of a friendship built on sneakers and 90s hip-hop. Yeah, the world was saddened when they lost DJ AM. I'm speaking for those that lost Adam. Fam, we miss you so much. Man, I wish you knew the lives you touched.
I'm trying to be strong, Adam. Trying to hold the tears and cope with the fact that you're no longer here. Feels like we're falling, but nothing to grab. Pushing through our days, some good, some bad. Maybe I'm saying too much, but I want you to know that your name will live on through us. I swear to God, that's true. And every time we hear it, we think about you.
They say everything happens for a reason, and now more than ever, we all know that's true. But none of us could really know what you was going through. The only one who could walk in your shoes was you. Surviving a plane crash, I can't imagine it. But God saw fit for you and Trav to live. And after that, it was never discussed. We all took for granted that you would probably outlive us. I'm just being real, kid. Losing you, something that we all still deal with. The fans weren't the only ones. We lost a friend, but 2 women lost a brother and a son. Now you return to the essence, and I just want to say to be in your presence, that was a blessing. Fam, we miss you so much. Man, I wish you knew the lives you touched.
We trying to be strong, Adam. Trying to hold the tears and cope with the fact that you're no longer here. Feels like we're falling, but nothing to grab. Pushing through our days, some good, some bad. Maybe I'm saying too much, but I want you to know that your name will live on through us. I swear to God, that's true. So when you hear
her,
just know that it's for you.
We miss you, man. All of us. Like, just everything about you, like. I wish people had an opportunity to just know you and know the kind of person that you were. Like, how funny you was, how crazy you was. Times, yeah. Like, remember that time the girl was pulling on your pants leg when you was DJing? And you just started playing Dumb Girl, like, in the middle of the party? Or how you would just play rappers' old demos at, like, an L.A. Hollywood spot just because you could? I used to play Alk's record in the middle of a party just to piss them off. Or like, just your word mixes and how you would mix up certain songs. Like, I can't hear those songs without thinking about you.
Just the little things, man, I miss. Like when you made me perform the Nod Factor at Rain at like 2 a.m. I look at you, you like, I'm keeping it real. Remember that? Or how we used to just analyze rappers' lyrics and just all the things that sounded suspect. You'd be like, hey, yo. Rest in peace, DJ AM. Adam Ghost.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have been listening to Mashup Nation Radio, broadcast exclusively on dubset.com. This program is brought to you by order from DJ, home of the Vinyl Preservation Society and DJ International, America's leading DJ marketing company.
This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.